السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We start the recording. And today's subject is going to be about the doubles, the pair names of Allah, or the names of Allah that come in pairs. Okay? The names of Allah that come in pairs. So, the
names of Allah that come I'm just wondering.
So, the names of Allah that will come in here. Okay, we're going to talk about the names of Allah that come in pairs. Come in pairs. Okay, there are names of Allah that can't come alone. They have to come in a pair. First of all, what are they? Al-Mu'izzu, Al-Mudayy. The first one is Al-Mu'izzu, Al-Mudayy. المدل المعز المدل they have to come together so why is that? Because المدل means the one who gives humility, the one who gives what? Humility. So if Allah wants to humiliate you, then he is المدل. Humiliation means مدل. So why, think with me for a second, why do you have to bring them together? Which is this particular name, the giver of Izzah and the giver of Dhul. The giver of Izzah means the one who gives Izzah, and this is Al-Mu'izz. Al-Mudhil is the one that gives humility, the one who gives humility. Now, can you think with me for a second and say why these names can have to come in pairs? In pair together? Because the word Mudil is not a good word. It's not a good name by itself. Because Mudil means giving humility. Like, for example, Saddam Hussein. He was a president, then Allah gave him humility. So Allah humiliated him. Okay? So that's mudil. Okay? So Allah gives izzah and gives dhul.
Teacher, there's a difference between humility and to
humiliate
someone. Humility is having a good quality, like your mom is
okay. Thank you.
I'll just write the one who gives humility.
Yeah, thank you. So give you humiliation. He humiliates you. This is mudil. Now, why, think with me for a second. Why is it that these have to come together? Any thoughts? Any thoughts why they have to come together? Okay. They have to come together because the name Al-Mudhil it looks like a bad name because he's the one who gives humility, he's the one that humiliates. This looks like a bad name, so it has to be preceded by the good name. The good name is Al-Mu'izz. The good name is Al-Mu'izz, the one who provides Izzah. You know, Izzah is to be Aziz, is to have enough power and money that no one can mess with you. The powerful. Al-Aziz is the powerful. Okay? Got it? So, another two names of Allah that have to come in pair, also Ar-Rafi' Ar-Rafi'. Ar-Rafi'. Al-Khafid. Arrafi'u al-Khafid. Okay, so Arrafi'u al-Khafid. Arrafi'u is the one who puts people, elevates the status of the people. The one who elevates the status of the people. And Al-Khafid, the ones who lowers the status of the people. For example, Allah, you might be a normal person, and then Allah raises your status. So you become what? Powerful. And you may be a regular person, and Allah lowers your status. So you become a bad person. You got it? So Allah gives, look at my hands. Look at my hands. He gives Rafi', Khafid. See? Look. Rafi', Khafid. So they have to come together. Rafi' raises your rank. Khafid decreases your rank. I think we should use rank instead of status. So we say that the one who gives high rank, the one who increases the rank, and the one who decreases the rank. Why? Because the name of decreasing the rank is a bad name, sort of. It's not good name. It's not good name. However, that's why it can't come by itself. So you have to come in pair. If you want to say al-Khafid, you have to say al-Rafi'. So al-Rafi', al-Khafid. The one who raises the ranks and the one who decreases the ranks. Can you give me an example of a person Allah gave him, Allah increased his rank? His ranks were good to start with. But let's think about Omar. Bilal, he was a slave, right? And then Islam raised his status to be equal to everybody else. Okay. Now, give me an example of somebody that Allah decreased his rank.
Fir'aun.
That's right. Allah decreased his ranks from being a king of Egypt to being dead. And not dead only, to drown. Like, the worst humiliation, which is drowned. Okay. Two other names. Al-Mu'ti, Al-Mani'. Al-Mu'ti. Al-Mani'. Al-Mu'ti, Al-Mani'. Al-Mu'ti, Al-Mani'. Al-Mu'ti, Al-Mani' means the one who provides, the one who provides, and the one who takes away. The one who provides provision, and the one who takes away provisions. So, somebody might be poor, and Allah provides him so much. And somebody has too rich, and Allah takes him away, money from him. Like, for example, there would be a guy who's an average guy, and he does a business, so the business succeeds. So what happened? Allah provides for him more than what he had. And you could have a business, and then you go out of business, then Allah stopped the provisions. So Allah is the giver of provisions and the one who take away provisions. Or the supplier or the one who cuts supply or the one who takes away the supply. So basically, give you provisions or and take you provisions. Take provision doesn't sound like a good name, right? So it has to come with together. Give and take together. So give the provisions and take provisions. So you have give and take. You can't say he only takes. He gives and he takes. They both come together. Here,
that's right. Al-Mu'ti, Al-Mani'.
Okay.
Yeah. Just don't be late.
Now, the one who provides the provisions. Give me an example, another example of a person whom he was like normal and that life supplied him so much. Qarun, right? Yeah, for example, Qarun. You know the story of Qarun? Know the story of Qarun? Okay. Qarun, he's an example of a person that he was normal and Allah gave him so much and then Allah took from him everything he has. So, what's the story of Qarun? Qarun was a Jew. Yes. Normal person whom Allah gave so much and then Allah took away what he gave to him. So, let's see the story of Qarun. What is Qarun? Qarun, he was a Jew. He was a Jew. And he was rich. Very, very rich. Okay. He was normal, but he built up wealth. A lot of wealth. When he built up wealth and he owned wealth, he became arrogant. And he became like, he thinks very highly of himself. So, and he would use his wealth in the wrong way. He would use his wealth the wrong way. So Allah, the good people, the righteous people around him, told him, don't be arrogant and so proud of what you have. Don't be arrogant and proud of what you have. Instead, use the money to do good deeds and use the money to thank the one who gave you the money. And don't spread corruption in the land. So his answer was, this money is my own money. This money, I got this money because I am intelligent. I got this money because I'm smart. I got this money because nobody's like me. It's because of my hard work and talent. Allah did not give me anything. He would say, Allah didn't give me anything. He would say, this money that I have is because of my intelligence and talent. That's right. So they told him, be careful what you're doing, what you're saying. Be careful. Because this is going to hurt you. This is going to backfire on you. You are disobeying Allah. And you are claiming power only to yourself. Okay? You give yourself the credit for being rich. And you should give the credit to who? To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't just claim credit to yourself and that's it. You give credit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now he comes out in a parade. Not by himself, in a parade. You know what a parade is? Yeah. He comes out with parades. People, doom, 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 doom. Qarun, the mighty Qarun. Doom, 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 doom. Qarun, Qarun. Doom, 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 doom. They have drums. And they have people following, and you know, you look at him, you say, wow. So, there are people who have weak iman in their heart. So they said, Ya Allah, we wish we have what he has. We wish to have what he has. They wished to have it for themselves. So the righteous people say, no, don't wish for he for having what he has. Wish that Allah will make you a better person. Wish to be a better person. Wish to be pleasing Allah. Don't wish to have money like him and become like him. Wish to that you want to please Allah. So the people said, get away. Look what he is. Look what he has. And you know, what is Allah that you're talking about? So now, because Allah got angry with him, Allah made an earthquake with a landslide. And the landslide swallowed all his treasures. By the way, the amount of money he has is so much that if you store them into safes, and you carry the keys of the safes, you put the keys of the safes together, okay? 10 strong people can't lift the keys. Like if you put the keys in a rope, and then you get 2 people to raise it, to lift it up, huh? You get 2 people to lift it up, it won't lift. You need at least 10 people to lift the keys, not the treasure, to lift what? The keys. And he had the treasures all stored in his palace. You know? Stored in his palace. Okay, he had a huge mansion, huge palace. And he has the money in safes that no 10 people, we need 10 people to carry the keys. So now, Allah did what? Allah to punish him and to make him an example so that others will learn from him. Allah brought an earthquake with a landslide. And the landslide swallowed the house. And what's in the house? And who are in the house? The landslide swallowed the house and the ones that were in the house at that time. So now the people who used to wish that they have his wealth, it doesn't matter what, to be like him, they wished to be like him. They said, Ya Allah, Alhamdulillah. We didn't know what we're wishing for. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah that you did not do to us what you did to him. We wish to be like him, but we saw what you did to him. So we shouldn't wish for that. So Qarun is an example of a person who was poor. Then Allah gave him a lot, so he becomes super duper rich. Then Allah took away everything from him. Everything was swallowed by the earth. This is the story of Qarun. You know about it? You heard about it before? Okay. So now, what other names that come together with Allah? Mu'izz al-Mudill, al-Rafi' al-Khafid, al-Mu'ti al-Mani', al-Nafi' al-Dar. Al-Nafi' al-Dar. I'm going to take the picture here.
I was actually thinking of 2 other stories.
Back to the story of the woman who lost her husband. So her friends come to her and say, we're sorry, we feel very sorry for you. You have lots of children. Who's going to feed you? Who's going to provide for you? So she answered and she said, the supplier is alive. The consumer is the one who died. So she said, my husband was a consumer and he died. But Allah is the provider and he is ever living. And he is ever living. That's how much faith she had in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see? Okay? And then the other story, it's in this story, by the way, is the story which is the story of the story in Surah Al-Kahf. The story in Surah Al-Kahf. Same thing. A guy who owned a lot of wealth stored in his house. Okay? And he was arrogant about it. So arrogant about it. You know, he looks very down on people. He thinks himself higher than people. He thinks of himself as having higher status than people. He thinks of himself to have higher status of people. Higher. the higher status than people. So now his poor friend told him, thank Allah, don't be arrogant. Thank Allah for what you have. And the typical answer, like Harun said, this guy also answered, gave the same answer. He said, Allah didn't give me anything. I got this because of my intelligence. And Allah, why would I thank Allah? He didn't give me anything. And you know what? Even if there's a day of judgment, Allah will provide me more than what I have right now. And his logic was, Allah loves me, right? Allah, because Allah has given me so much, he loves me. And in the day of judgment, he will also love me more. And he's going to provide me even more than what I have. Look at this stupid logic. He said that what he has is a sign of Allah's love. Allah loves me because he gave me so much. You understand?
Yeah.
So what did Allah do to him? He was outside of the balance. It's not like Qarun. He was inside his balance or his mansion, and the guard, the earth swallowed him. Now, this guy is a different guy. He was outside of his balance. And then Allah sent an earthquake with a sliding ground. An earthquake, and the ground was like ground sliding. And it swallowed his property. Then he started crying and say, Ya Allah, I am very sorry that I did that. I am very sorry. Now Allah saved him because Allah knew he has goodness in their heart, in his heart. And he's going to repent. So that was like a slap on the hand or like a slap on the wrist. Wake up, wake up. So he turned into a good guy because Allah took away everything from him. So he became a good guy. So we said in Mu'ti and Mani'. What was the other two that we talked about? After Mu'ti and Mani'.
Always and Mutal.
Mutal?
Mutal and
Mu'iz. Mu'iz and Mudal. Okay? Al-Ati, Al-Mani'. Al-Mu'ti, Al-Mani'. Al-Mu'ti is the one that provides, the one who supplies. Al-Mani' is the one who stops his supply. Okay? So, the one who stops supplies, the one who stops supplies, the one who deprives people from supplies, is a bad, sort of a bad name. So it has to be preceded by the good name, which is the one who provides. Mu'ti, the one who provides. Al-Mani, the ones who stops the provisions. The ones who stops the provision. Okay. So, now, what's the root of the word Allah? Who knows the root of the word Allah? Allah word is coming from Aliha. From what? Aliha. Aliha means you love someone to the level of worship. You love someone so much to the level of worship. So Allah is ta'lahuhul qulub, means the hearts, ta'lah Allah. So that's where the name Allah came from. Can the name Allah be female? No. Can the name of Allah be plural? So there's no Allah female or Allah plural. There's only Allah. So the name, where God is ilah. So you can say ilaha. Ilaha is a female ilah. Or you can say ilahaini, two gods. Or you say aliha, means three plus gods. So the word ilah does not reflect the oneness of Allah. The word Allah reflects the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's about the name of Allah itself, the actual name of Allah itself. Do you know the difference between Rahman and Rahim? Okay, Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. In this life, Allah is Rahim. Why? Because he provides benefits to everybody. Allah provides benefits to the one who deserve it and to the ones who don't deserve it. So that's why he's Rahman. He's Rahman in this life because he provides a lot of supplies to the ones, to the good guys and to the bad guys. So that's why he is a Rahman. So, but in the day of judgment, he is a Rahim. Ar-Rahim, Allah is a Rahim because he provides, Allah is a Rahim because he provides benefit only to the ones who deserve it. You got it? So what is a Rahman? What is the Rahman? The one in, go ahead.
The one in this life who provides, he provides for everyone, even the people that don't deserve it, and the people that deserve it.
That's right. How about the Rahim?
On the day of judgment, he provides for only the people that deserve it.
That's right. Perfect answer. You got it? Okay. What's the difference between the names Al-Wahid and Al-Ahad? Wahid means one. Ahad, huh, go ahead.
Wahid is like, there can be, it's one, but then there can be more. But then Ahad is like, there's only one.
Okay, not really like that. Wahid means one. So Al-Wahid means one of a kind. Okay? You can have one, but you can divide it. Like you are one, right? You're one person. But I can cut you into pieces. I can cut you, separate the head from the arms, from the legs. Okay? Also, you have a car. I'm sorry, for a body. My body looks like one body, but it can be divided. You can dissect me and divide my parts, my body into parts. So, Al-Ahad means the unit that cannot be divided. Al-Ahad is the what? The unit that cannot be divided. Okay? So you can't divide Allah. Like for example, our cousin Christians, our Christian cousins, they do divide Allah into three, which is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Okay? Or the Holy Spirit. Some people say Holy Ghost, others say Holy Spirit. Okay? So that's not Ahad. That's not Ahad, because Allah is not divisible. You cannot divide Allah into multiple Allahs. Now, Allah's name also has a name Shakur. Shakur. Who knows about the name Shakur? You want? For you, take pictures. Who knows the name Shakur? So, sorry for not remembering to turn it back on. So, if you listen to it, you will miss that part.
Let's talk about
it. The part is about Allah, Al-Adl. The Allah, the balance provider. Al-Adl, the balance provider. Okay? So, if we have not too much gravity, huh? Not reasonable amount of gravity, then the atmosphere will run away into the outer space, and we will not have atmosphere. Okay, can you think of another example?
The amount of radiation is balanced, so we don't get burned.
Yes, Allah balanced. If we have too much oxygen, we burn. If we have too little oxygen, we suffer. We are suffocated. We feel that we're suffocated. There are another balance also. Remember the centrifuge, do you know the centrifugal force? Centrifugal force?
Centrifugal.
Like Anglo
American. Yes. If the earth speed is faster, then it will be able to escape the gravity of the sun. So it will escape the gravity of the sun and flies away.
Out of the galaxy?
If the earth flies
rotation.
Away, yes, flies away. The earth
around
rotating
the
around the sun.
We'll have
the speed, it will go out of the orbit and fly away. No, forget about black hole now. But do you see what I'm saying here? That centrifugal force, if the earth is faster, then it's going to escape the gravity of the sun. And if it is slower, then the sun is going to swallow it.
Balance. Speed.
Yes, the speed is balanced. If it's too fast, okay, the sun will swallow. I'm sorry. If it's too fast, then it's going to evade the gravity of the sun. If it's too little or not so fast, then it's going to collapse into the sun. You understand that? You're going to collapse into the sun. Okay? All right. Think of another example. The cells in your body, do you know that you lose cells of your body?
Balance the good and bad cells. So
yeah, you lose cells and the food will give you new cells.
So if you don't eat, then you won't have any more cells.
You will not have any cells. So the amount of cells, okay, dying is being balanced by the amount of cells that are made for you. So you lose cells, you get cells.
No, but blood cells will always be there because you may have blood running through your body.
Right, that's right. But I'm talking about the skin, for example.
Skin.
Or the meat, the flesh.
Flesh.
Yes. So when we lose cells, you gain cells that balance together. Okay. Name al-wadud. Al-wadud. Al-wadud is a name. Who knows what's the meaning of this name?
Do that.
Al-Wadud. Al-Wadud? Al-Wadud means the one. What's Al-Wadud? Al-Wadud. Al-Wadud is the one that seeks your love of His creation. So Allah, does Allah, why would Allah seek your love? Aren't you slave of Allah? Allah seeks the love of His creation.
We're not slaves of Allah because He gives us a choice.
Yeah, but still we're slaves of Allah, whether we have a choice or not. Yes, but you're still a slave of Allah. Everybody's a slave of Allah. Allah owns everything. Allah owns everything. You are a slave of Allah either, yes, that's right. It's not the slavery not the bad slavery. It's the good slavery. Like the slavery that comes with mercy. The slavery to Allah comes by mercy, with mercy too. Okay? So there is name al-Wadud. Al-Wadud means the one who seeks the love of his creation. And his creation is lower than him. The creation of Allah is lower than him. When he seeks our love, that's really good. Why? He's rich. He's self-sufficient. Why would he seek our love? It will help us go to Jannah. Shakur. I'm sorry, Wadud. The one who seeks the love of his creation. Why Allah is seeking the love of his creation? Because he wants to send them where?
To Jannah.
So Allah seeking your love because His love is going to give you to Jannah. Wadud. Now, and also, Al-Wadud, how does Allah seek our love? Give me an example. What is it that proves to us that Allah seeks our love? He keeps giving us gifts. Okay, if I give you $100, wouldn't you be happy?
Yeah.
Yes. If I give you $1,000, weren't you happy?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, now the result of your happiness, okay, is that you love Allah. Got it? So Allah provides for us so that we can seeking His our love. Okay, you need water, give you water. You need clothes, give you clothes. You need body, we give you body. You need land, we give you land. Allah is seeking our love by giving us gifts. If I want to seek your love, I keep giving you gifts until you really love me. I bring you a car. I bring you a PlayStation. I bring you cash money. I bring you a good iPhone or whatever. I bring you. All of these are gifts. Why Allah is giving these gifts? Because Allah is seeking our love. Allah is seeking our love. That's why He's giving gifts.
The question? What did He ask?
The question is how Allah is seeking our love. What is He doing to seek our love? Give us gifts. These gifts that Allah provides are either public for everybody or private for a specific person. Let me give you an example. The sun, is it public or private? Public for everybody. How about the air? The ground? Yes.
Everyone can step on it.
Exactly. How about the special favors? Like everybody, like what's the special favor that Allah gave to Prophet Musa? Talking to him.
Miracles.
Miracles and talking to him.
No one has those miracles.
Yeah. So these are specific
opening
gifts.
Opening the ocean. It doesn't happen.
Yeah. Specific gift that Allah gives.
But I don't see those anymore. Private in this era.
Yes. You don't see miracles now.
Yeah.
You don't see, and it's good that you don't see miracles. You know why it's good?
We talked about it.
Because we will be held to a higher status. We will be held accountable to higher status.
So the other people are not higher status?
No, what I meant is that,
no,
I'm sorry, not to higher status, to higher standards.
Oh.
Allah is going to help us to a higher standard.
Because miracles prove that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists. So if you see a miracle, that proves to you that Allah does exist. So
I remember this talk.
Yes. Exactly. You'd get cut down. So Allah is al-Wadud because He seeks our love. How? By providing us with gifts. These gifts are either general or specific. Like let's say, for example, if Allah gives you as a person, as an individual, if Allah gives you a good spouse, good wife, for example. Is that to everybody or only to you?
Huh?
Only to you.
Because you're the only one who was with her.
Exactly.
Okay.
So Allah can provide you something special for you. Allah can provide you something special for you or provide something that's good for everybody.
Yeah.
Can you, one mentions a favor of Allah that was only given to him?
Only given to who?
To him. Like, can you remember, or like, can you come up with a favor that's not given for everybody, just given for you?
Given for me, like, getting A on a test. Like, people get B's, I get A.
Yeah, that's a good one. What else?
Not everyone has TV, so give
it TV. Okay. So you're thinking of special gifts. Now Allah's giving us gifts. Why?
Love.
Seeking our love.
So
seeking our love means what in the names of Allah? Al-Wadud. So Al-Wadud is the one who seeks the love of his creation, even though he's rich. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the hadith, you can't harm me, you humans, you can't harm me, you can't benefit me. But if you are harming, you're harming yourself. If you benefit, you benefit yourself. I am rich and sufficient. Even though he's rich and sufficient and he needs nobody, okay? But he is seeking our love. Wadud, seeking our love by giving us gifts. Assalamu alaikum.